Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So what we're seeing is that what we already saw in the actual hospitals, which is like doctors are recommended to use hand sanitizer first, in most cases, is now actually applicable in the community as well. We noticed that with the study that was conducted in Spain, it showed how you actually decrease the chances of getting an upper respiratory tract infection. That includes runny nose, congestion, coughing, sore throat, that kind of things, compared to hand washing with soap and water. Now, there's a lot of reasons for that. Part of it is when you wash with soap and water, you have to wash for at least 20 seconds and below the nails, and there's a whole protocol that should be done. The hand sanitizer, actually, it's simple. It's rubbing your hands and spreading it all over your hands until it's dry. So it tends to be a little quicker, and we've seen a better improvement on it.
If people are doing the hand washing correctly, is washing with soap and water more effective than hand sanitizer then?
Actually, this study found that even if you're doing it correctly, and they judged that by they actually gave them classes on how to do it, hand sanitizer is actually better. Now, it's significantly better if you use hand sanitizer compared to washing with soap and water and not taking the classes because of the simplicity of it. Now, that only applies if you don't have visibly dirty hands. So if you have dirt, grit, things like that, yes. I mean, don't use hand sanitizer. Wash your hands with soap and water.
Is there a possibility that people can develop an immunity to the benefits of hand sanitizer, that the germs can also become, you know, immune to it as well?
The way it works is a little bit different. It dehydrates the bacteria, but we haven't seen much resistance. There are some bacteria, specifically C. difficile, that actually when we're working with patients or you have a diagnosis or anybody that hears that should use soap and water no matter what. But in most cases, the general consensus is, hey, let's use the alcohol base, and it's even better and faster. Absolutely.
Is doing both overkill?
It would be a little bit overkill if you're just going on what are the incidents. We see that, to be quite honest, most of the time we don't recommend it at all, simply because we don't see that much of a benefit. You're already getting the benefit by washing the hands or by using the hand sanitizer. You get a little bit more benefit by the hand sanitizer, as we mentioned before. So you don't have to use both. And remember, I mean, you're a living creature and you're involved in the environment, so you can wash your hands, but as you use them, they will get dirty again. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that we also want to protect against viruses, especially when you shake someone's hands or touch your face. Always to do it with clean hands.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.